Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Sadi Tes. We are up to Sif Hei. We are on page 532. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Higia Lagai, you're measuring the tchum of the city and you reach a valley. So in Sif Dal we discussed what you do when you reach a hill, when you reach a mountain, and now we're discussing in Sif Hei what happens when you reach a valley. So it depends. Im chut ha-mishkoles misrachik mikinegdo lumata arba amos. Like you see in picture number 11, if the plumb line that you drop down will have to be moved away from you more than 4 amos to go straight down, so it's not a very steep drop to the valley. So us roim, then we check it out. Im yochol lahavlio b'chevel shal chamishim amam avlio. If you're able to swallow up that valley with the rope that you're using, that's 50 amos, then you swallow it up, and that is picture number 12. One person's on one side, the other one's on the other side, and you measure it with the 50 amma rope. The imlav, but if you're not able to go across the whole valley with the 50 amma rope, so the imlav, modudo bechevel shel arba amos, so then you're gonna have to measure it with the rope that is 4 amos, like we had by the mountain, and you'll measure it each 4 amos. But over here, there's one condition that it shouldn't be that the valley is more than 2,000 amos deep. If it's more than 2,000 amos deep, then you would have to measure the whole slope. Since it's so far down, we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Then you'll have to measure down into the slope and then back up. If the chut does not go out more than 4 amos, meaning it's a very steep drop, so oz then, im yochol lavlio bechevel shel chamishim amam avlio. So over here, if you're able to again swallow it up with a rope that's 50 amos that you're using for the measuring, then you swallow it up. V'im lav, and if not, eino mode kal hashipua shel yirida v'aliya. So then you would not have to measure at all the slope going down and the slope going up, because it's very steep. It doesn't take up much space. Ela hamishor shel mata. You only have to measure the flat ground on the bottom. V'afilu im omog yosem realpayim, and this is true even if it is more than 2,000 amos deep. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudches. So we said again, if you reach this valley, and this mishkoles goes down more than 4 amos away from you, so it's not very steep. Sifkaton yudches de ein yored hagai bizakif lamatal kolkach. This valley that goes down is not so steep. Lochein shayach bo bein havlo bein kidur. Therefore, it shayach bo to swallow it up with a rope that's within 50. With a rope that's 50 amos, if it's less than 50 amos across, or with kidur, which is measuring a little bit at the time, like we saw by the mountain in picture number 9. Ukid mesayim, like the mechaber ends off saying. Which is not the case if it's a very steep slope, that the chut will not go away from you 4 amos, it will drop down right away, then lo amrinan bay din kidur. Then, since it's so steep, we do not say the whole din of kidur, of measuring with the smaller rope, ukid lakame, like we'll see later in the sif. Sif katan yutes. We said if it's not so steep, we look if we can swallow up the whole valley. Ubaze afilu mislake boomek hashibua asorot tfachim gova mitoch meshach arba amos gam kem avlio. So here we say that even if it's a little bit steep, that you'll reach a height of 4 amos over a span of 10 tfachim, which we saw when it came to a mountain it had different din, but over here you'll also be mavlio. Velo amrinan omdo kemo bahar besifakodon. We don't just say you estimate it like we saw in the previous sif. Here we say you have to swallow it up. She'ain toro bavlo. When it comes to a valley, it's very easy for two people to stand on the two sides and to hold a rope. She'ain tzarech liskov eitzim. You don't have to be holding poles up over a mountain. Over here, it's over a valley, so it's much easier. So the same dimensions that we wouldn't make you measure when it comes to a mountain, we will make you measure when it comes to a valley. If you're not able to be mavliya the entire valley because it's too long, so then we said you measure it with the rope that's 4 amos. If katan chaf, the kanal aide kidur, like we discussed in the last sif when it came to kidur of the mountain, you do hear kidur of the valley, which is the same thing. Sif katan chaf aleph shel kol hashipua, we said in the mechaber that that's only true if it's not 2,000 amos deep. But we said if the valley goes down 2,000 amos deep, we said your moded hayirida v'aliyah shakol hashipua. Says the Mishabura Ratzalomer, it means to say, medida yafa, a regular good measuring, kimo karka chaloka, like you would do on the smooth ground. Va'afilu im yocho lavlio b'chevel shachamishim amos. Even if you are able to swallow it up with a rope that's 50 amos, you still can't do that since it's so steep. You have to measure down the entire slope down and the entire slope up. Hatam, the reason is, Shekevan shu amok yoser me'alpayim, since it goes down deep, more than 2,000 amos, shehu shir tchum Shabbos, that alone is the shir of tchum Shabbos, chashavu b'fne atzmo, it has its own chashivus, and it must be measured on its own. Sifkatan chav beis is going on the next point of the mechaber, im eina chud misrachim mekenegdu abramos, if it's very steep, so he said again, if you're able to imam avliya with the rope that's 50 amos, you have to imam avliya. Says the Mishabura Vahainu Nami Mishum Shein Torah Bagai Bavlo. Here also is a case where we're more machmir by the valley than by the hill, because here also, again, it's not a tircha to be measuring the valley with Havlo. La Fuke Har, to exclude the case of the heart that we saw in the last sif, Sheish Torah Bavlo, the Eitzim Zakufim. It's a little bit of a difficulty, it's a little bit of a burden to start doing the Havlo by holding up poles on the two sides of the mountain. Lekach ein tzarech limdod el hamishor. Therefore, over there, all you had to do was measure the flat part on top of the mountain. Kemo shekosav reish sevdalad ayin shum. Finally, sevkatan chav gimel, we said, the imlav eino modeid kala shipua sha yirida v'aliyah el hamishor. We said if you're not able to be mavliya, the very steep valley with the rope of 50 amos, so then you skip the slope, so you just measure the bottom part. Says the Mishabura Rotzalomer, de lo masrechinen lekader b'shipua zakov kazeh. We don't require you to do kidur and to do that special type of measuring when it's so steep. V'rak limdod as a karka hashava, you only have to measure the flat ground on the bottom, kemolo malo in yinhar, just like we saw earlier in Sif Dalet by a mountain. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sif Vav. Higia lahar olagai. You reach the mountain, the Rambo as in or a valley. V'chom mashu mimenu mikineged ha'ir hu rochav mechamishim ama. So you reached a mountain or a valley, and the whole entire area that's across from the city is more wide than 50 amos. She'eno yochol lavlio. So you're not able to do the Havlah. Havlah only works if the mountain or the valley from one side to the other is within 50 amos. So the 50 amos rope can swallow up the whole thing. But here, the whole area across in the city is more than 50 amos. Kigon shehu b'mizrach ha'ir. For example, this mountain or valley is on the east side of the city. V'chol orech mizrach, and the whole eastern side, en yochol avlio, and the whole eastern side of the city, there's no place that you're able to swallow up this mountain or valley. So then the din is as follows. Im yochol lavlio besoch alpayim shel tzad tzafon odorum. You look to the north or to the south. If you're able to swallow it up within 2,000 amos to the north or 2,000 amos from the south, yelech shom v'yavlio. You'll go over there, you'll move to the side of the city, and you swallow up the mountain or valley over there where it's more narrow. Kevan shu'adayim besoch ha'tchum shel tzad ha'ir. Since at least you're within 2,000 amos from the north or the south, you're within the tchum of the city, so that's okay to measure the mountain or valley over there where it gets less than 50 amos. Avol, im eino yochol lavlio besoch ha'payim shel tzad ha'ir. But if you can't measure the mountain, the whole width of the city on the east side, and even if you go 2,000 amos north or 2,000 amos south, it's still going to be too wide. It's a long, wide mountain ridge. You can't go over it. Lo yisracha yoser letzada ir kedei lavlio. You're not allowed to move any further out to swallow it up. So if it doesn't work there, we'll see what you do. But you don't have the eitzah of havlo anymore. Says the Mishabura Sefkadon Chavdalud, besoch alpayim. So we said again, if the area right across from the city, the mountain or valley is too wide that you can't swallow it up, so you can move within 2,000 amos north or south. Sheshom miskatzer ahar v'agai. And there, the mountain or the valley, hopefully will get more narrow, and therefore you could do havlo. Sifkaton chavhei. But we said, yelech shom v'yavlio. Says the Mishabura, umodeid v'holeich sham, and you'll measure and go over there, misvaso, from the edge of the mountain or valley, after you do the havloa, v'hala, you'll keep on going, ad kinegin mokum shekolosham rocha v'har v'agai kinegin ha'ir. In other words, if you're moving up 2,000 amos somewhere in the north or the south, So first you do have law, but then you have to keep on going until you get to the place where the mountain right across from the city ends. Because again, the mountain across from the city is too wide, you couldn't do Havla. So you went more north or south where it's a little bit less wide. So when you finish doing the Havla, you may have to continue measuring a little more in that area where the land is flat till you could bring it back to the area across from the city. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here in Chav Hei. So you're Yelech Sham V'Avliyo Umodeir V'Holech Sham Misvasa V'Halo. You continue measuring from the edge of the mountain or valley and onward, ad kineged mokum shekoloshom rocha va'ir v'gai kineged ho'ir, until the area where the mountain range or the valley ends across from the city, v'chozer l'midaso kineged ho'ir, and then you go back to the area across from where the city is, umashlim l'midas tchumen, and then you measure the rest of the tchum. Sipkoton chavav. But we said, avalim eino yochol l'avlio b'soch l'apayim shel tzad ha'ir, if it's a very wide mountain range and very long mountain range, there's nowhere to do Havla. Shahar v'hagai eino miskatzim mirochvo gam sham. It doesn't get any more narrow when you go to the north 2,000 amos or to the south 2,000 amos. So then, sivkadon chavzayin lo yisrach yosir, you can't move any further north or south. Shalo yitu lomar, people should not make a mistake by saying, someone that sees the guy measuring the tchum of this city, and he's more than 2,000 amos away from the city in the north, people are going to think that the tchum of the city goes all the way till there, and it's not true. Therefore, you can't go beyond the area of the tchum in the north or tchum in the south, which is 2,000 amos in each direction. So what do you do? Then you're mamish stuck. Then you're going to have to do the kidur, which is the measuring again that we discussed last time in picture number 9. You're going to have to do kidur and measure it step by step as you go over the mountain, because there's no way to do havloa anywhere across in the city or within the tchum of the north or the south. Continues the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion. Ein somchen ella al medidas odom mumcha shu yodea midas akarka. You cannot rely on the measuring unless it is the measuring of a person who is an expert that knows measuring land. So it has to be an expert measure of land, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katon Chavches, v'gamia boke b'dini ha-medida. Not only does he have to be physically know what he's doing, like a contractor or someone that knows how to measure things, he also has to know the halachos. So it has to be a real mumch in all areas to be doing this measuring. Says the Mechaber in Sivches, hayu lanu tchumei Shabbos muchzakin. Let's say the city had a chazaka on where the tchum Shabbos goes. They knew where the tchum was. Uba mumcha umadad. And someone sponsored an expert to come to the city to measure. So we have the tchum that we knew till now where it was, and now an expert comes and measures. Riba batchum mehem umiyei batchum. And in one part, as we'll see, he came out that the tchum was really bigger. You had more area to walk. And in one area, he said you have less area to walk. Shomen lo, we listened to him. Ap b'tchum sheriba. Even in the area that he said you have longer to walk, we follow the mumcha that came to the city. Says the Rama, modad umotza midaso b'mizrachas tzvonis yiseira al shekinegda b'mizrachas dromis. You brought a person to measure the tchum, and it came out that in the mizrachas tzvonis, in the northeast, it came out further than in the southeast. So he measured the east side and the north, it went out further than in the south. So moteach achut shel simanat chum mizeleze balachsom. So very simple, you make a line on a diagonal. If you turn the page and you see picture number 20, very good, the top chum went out 2,000 amos, and the bottom chum went 2,000 amos plus, so you'll make a diagonal line, and that will be your chum on the east side. The Rama then says, v'yesh omrin b'shave, kifi hamokum sheribabo. Some say, no, you don't go on a diagonal, you take the more lenient side, which in the diagram is the southern side, the southeast side, and you make a straight line up, and you get a larger area for your tchum. So the Rama here brings a machlokas. If the expert measurer comes, and he measures the east side, and he gets one measurement on the north and one on the south, so one shita says you take the two measurements that he has, and you make a diagonal line between them, and that's your tchum, and the Yesh Omrim of the Rama says, no, you go to the larger side and make a straight line, and you benefit to the larger area, even on the side that he measured less. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chav Tes. We had a Tchum Shabbos that was Muchzokin. Rotzalomar, Av Shehoyu Muchzokin, even though they had a Chazaka, Sha'ad Kanum Bekoma Tchum, that until here was the Makom of the Tchum, Mikomakom still, Kevon Sheba Achar Kach Mumcha, since afterwards an expert came, Umodar and he measured, Va'omar and he said, Shetosu, the Tchum that you've been following is a mistake, Shomen lo, we listen to the expert, Bein Lahachmir, Bein Lahokil. Whether he's coming to be more machmir or he's coming to be more maker, we listen to him. Upashet u'mayri kishein yadua lon shachazaka rishon anas alpi meditas mumcha. Obviously, we're talking about a case where the chazaka of the tchum was not based on that which we knew was measured by a mumcha. We don't know who did it. There's a chazaka in the city. This is a tchum, but we don't know where we got those dimensions. So then we ignore the previous chazaka and we change to what the mumcha says. The ilav hachi. Because if that was not the case, but rather the original measurement we know for a fact was made by a mumcha, and now a mumcha comes, a different mumcha comes and measures it again. Ein shomen lahasheni rakish marbe velokish mamit. Then we would only listen to the second mumcha that comes if he gives us a larger area, not a smaller area, kidla kameh b'siftes, like we'll see later in siftes. And the reason for that is since tchumen ar derabanan, we go lakula. So again, what the Mishabura is saying is that which the Mechaber says, you have a chazak of where the tchum is, and you bring in an expert and he measures it, you go by whatever he says, you just accept it, l'chumra l'kula, that's only if you don't know where your chazakah came from. But if you know your chazakah came, because 3 years ago you brought in a different mumcha, so then we're not going to accept what the new mumcha says, unless it is l'kula. Because it's the Rabban, I'm going to go l'kula. Sivkotan lamid. So again, this expert comes in, we don't know where the chazakah came from, and his riba b'tchum mehem u'miyei patchum. Ratzalom Ramisa say, in one place he made it larger, one place he made it smaller. We said we listened to him. Certainly we're going to listen to him in the place where he said it's smaller to be machmir. Again, even though we go lakula by tchumin, that's if you have two experts. So we'll go with the expert that gives you the better answer because we go lakula. But over here we're talking about a case where you only had a chazaka what people were doing. We don't know that it was a mumcha. So therefore, if a mumcha tells us that your tchum is wrong, we're going to listen to him not only lakula, but certainly lachumra, because the chazaka maybe was an invalid chazaka. Sivkot and lamed beis, the Ramah said again, like brought out in picture number 20, the expert comes and measures and he gets two different measurements on the east side, one in the north, one in the south. You connect the dots on a diagonal. Says the Chavos Chaim, the chayshinan shemelo tov medidas mizrachas dromis. Because we're concerned that maybe he didn't make a mistake on the southeastern side. Umashen ismayt hamida, and that which he came out with a smaller measurement, humi pnesha motza derech midaso ezahar. Maybe along the way of measuring, he found some kind of mountain. Shatzorech lemodido medida yofek ekaka chaloka, like we just learned. Maybe it was the situation where he had to measure it straight, like a kacha chaloka. Velochein niskatzer atchum boso tzad. Maybe it was a scenario in which case, it comes out based on the halachas of measuring tchum and that it's smaller, and therefore you can't just assume that they both get the same side. You have to give one more machmir, one more mekel, and make a line between them. Sivkotan lamed gimel, the Yesh Omrim said, no, we're going to make a straight line from the more lenient side. Avshahu ba'atzmo modad gama mizrachas dromis. Even though he also measured the smaller side on the southeastern side, talinon shesham lomata chachevel kotzarko, we can assume that he did not stretch the rope out as much as he should have, and that's why he came out smaller. Ulakach niskatzer atchum sham. This shita holds that you assume he made a mistake on the smaller side, and you go with the larger side. V'kol shekeinim osu hamida haktzara hayom adam acher. Certainly, if the smaller measurement was made by another mumcha, b'vaday talinan lahakel. For sure, we go lenient with the mumcha that's more lenient. V'aminan sha'oso adam ta'a. And we say the other mumcha made a mistake. Like we'll see in Siftes. Uladina pasak hagra demodidim b'shava ein sham. Halach l'maisa, the gra paskins that we do measure it straight. Again, we don't make the diagonal, we do make it straight.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.